So this is Ella Senior and I'm here at The Village, very noisy venue. We've just seen a show by you, Liz Rothschild. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I suppose it's a storytelling piece, really, and it's drawing on my strange CV, which is the fact that I'm a performer and a celebrant and I run a green burial ground. And so I've just accumulated a lot of things I want to say and I've heard a lot of stories, and I just think that people are beginning to sort of change their approach to the subject of death and dying. We're seeing much more of it around than we were, say, 5 years ago. But there's still a long way to go. There's still a lot of discomfort and silence and not knowing what's possible and ending up paying for things you don't really want. And, so I just wanted to come and talk to people outside my normal geography, which is Oxfordshire, Wiltshire, and, yeah, spread the word.
And what is it that you want people to go away with at the end?
I want them to go away with the sense that actually if we engage with death rather than being depressing and morbid, it can be very life enhancing. Mm. That actually you can end up feeling lighter. People worry about, you know, making their wills or making a plan because they think it's going to make them feel depressed. And over and over again, I've had a pound for every person that said to me, but actually I felt so much better. So it's about the fact that death and life are absolutely connected, and actually if we don't allow death in slightly, we undermine the way we live, I think. And I'd like to encourage people to talk to each other about it and to try to avoid the terrible upset that occurs when people don't know what is wanted and feel responsible and maybe divided within their family group or group of friends about what's best.
So this is part of a tour, isn't it, that you're
it is.
Doing?
Yeah.
So you're here in Brighton now. Where's next?
Then we go up to the Edinburgh Festival, to Summer Hall, and we're there for several weeks. And then I run a festival about living and dying called the Kicking the Bucket Festival in Oxford. And so obviously I've let my own show into it. So it'll be in Oxford in the autumn and also in Buckinghamshire. And then next year we're going to take it on village touring and arts centres and so on. So we hope to have this show in the back of the car for several years.
And what kind of impact are you having on audiences? What are you seeing so far?
Well, it only opened yesterday.
Oh, wow. So yeah, this is the second
so,
night.
But we have done a few rehearsed readings, and those were incredibly helpful and useful in finally shaping the piece. And, well, people are just saying there's a lot of laughter, which is a real relief to me because I wanted to make sure that, you know, it was like that. But there's also, you know, people said, gosh, you know, that was so moving and there were so many different emotions and it's given me a lot to think about. And I've already received a range of wonderful new stories. So I'm hoping that we may incorporate those into a blog so that the stories expand, because people have so many stories to tell and it's triggering stories. When I was interviewed by the reporter at BBC Radio Wiltshire, he gave me the story that's in the show about the publican being buried in his own pub garden, you know, because it was just such a great story. I had to immediately steal it.
So, I mean, that's what I was getting from your show tonight. Yep. The death is all about stories and keeping on telling the stories, and somehow people live on through the stories we tell about them.
Well, that's so right. That's right. I did it to a group of medical students, and one of the feedbacks there was, it was a reading again, and she said, "You made all those people live for me." And I think, you know, when we're bereaved, one of the things that happens is people are afraid of talking about the person that has died, or they feel that the person who's bereaved should stop talking about that person. And I think actually it's really, you should take your cue from the person who's been bereaved, but maintaining a relationship through the remembering is wonderful.
Thank you very much, and I wish you luck in the rest of your tour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.